Welcome to the Nutra Medical Report for the 7th of February 2007. And I just heard the last interview, and that's amazing, that interview dealing with the Browns. And, you know, God save people like that. Honestly, they are the backbone of not only the America, but the refounding of America. And America is a light upon a hill. It is a golden city. Literally, it is in the minds of the people who are real Americans, who want to stand up for their constitutional rights, which are based on their rights are given to them by their creator, not by a government. The government is our servants. And this is what's happening. They're trying to turn us into administrative property of the government and the, quote, officials. An amazing story. So just remarkable. Well, lots of things in the news. There's lots of consternation occurring in Israel because they're now talking very openly now about an open Palestinian state, partitioning the city of Jerusalem. And, of course, we know as believers that when they partition the city and they set up a universal temple, which the Vatican has plans to take over the Temple Mount and set up a universal temple for not only Catholics, regular Christians, Buddhists, Jews, any religion, ufologists, whatever, or even no religion whatsoever. In other words, a universal state of Babel set up on the Temple Mount. And this is what is coming. We see a treaty coming very soon. So global child pornography ring was caught in Austria, and over 600 suspects around the world in a number of countries. Of course, they're trying to use these hard cases because they can then use their surveillance technologies to grab them, which is being used by government agencies around the world, from MI5, MI6, CSIS in Canada, the CIA, NSA, all of these agencies, including Homeland Security, all putting together. And they love to start off with the hard cases before they go to the other cases. So that's what we're dealing with right now. So this global child porn ring uncovered in Austria, and of course everybody wants to see the child pornography ring gone, but that's not the whole of it. That's their real plan, is they want to do much, much more. So we're going to be dealing in hour one with Grown by Nature, the renature, the most advanced food chaperoned, I call supernatural absorption technology. We're going to have Dr. Llewellyn connected in from the United Kingdom. And Jason Dierkiewicz from Grown by Nature. This is, I consider, the most highly absorbed and the highest tech nutraceutical vitamin. So if you want to find out what I personally select as the very top in terms of the technology for absorption, so that you get the very best and you don't end up having toxic vitamins, the Grown by Nature are the very best that you can obtain. And you'll look at the milligram dosages and say, these look like they're a lot less. The reason is you don't need the dosages when you're eating rocks. When you eat rocks, the body cannot absorb it. And we're going to talk about the Renature technology, which came out of South Africa. The Grown by Nature is unique. There is no other company in North America that has this technology that's available readily to the public, such as Grown by Nature. So whether you're taking calcium, selenium, other trace elements, chromium, to help reverse the insulin resistance associated with diabetes and obesity, this is the solution. So we're going to be talking to Dr. Llewellyn. In hour two, we're going to have Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we're going to talk about nutrition and behavior, a very broad topic. And, of course, Dr. Blaylock, a neurosurgeon, a world-class nutritional teacher, author, and his newsletters and books and DVDs are remarkable. We're going to have them posted up on NutraMedical here shortly, when his son gets back from his trip next week. And so you'll be able to obtain those all as well on NutraMedical. Another advance, we're going to be having a small fee for getting access to our audio files, and we will post all the audio files from all the shows on NutraMedical and Clay and Iron. They will be split up so that the nutritional program hours will be over on NutraMedical, and the topical, geopolitical, above-government technology, all those other issues will be placed over on Clay and Iron in their archives. So you'll be able to get access. We have all the files now. They're going to be posted up. We have a secure backup as well. This won't happen again, people. And, of course, RBN, Republic Broadcasting, will have their direct access files and streams fully operational and double protected against any more incursions like over the last week or so. We'll be back in a moment.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report and Clay and Iron Show. And, of course, if you want to place your orders, you can do that by phone as well at 888-212-8871. And we do take your calls literally 7 days a week. We will return them promptly. And we have new automated ordering so that it's a much more efficient on NutraMedical and soon on Clay and Iron. All of the archives will be double and multiply cross-indexed for topics and subtopics on both websites here in the next few days. You'll be seeing all of the shows pop up there so you can actually find them on NutraMedical and on Clay and Iron. We're going to set it up so there'll be a password to get access to that, and there will be a small membership fee to be able to access the files. That's going to help us to expand our bandwidth and also to support as we expand and try to get on XM Sirius Radio. We need to get the entire network, Republic Broadcasting, on a much broader range of micro-broadcasters, AM/FM stations, and in your town or city, if the program's not carried, even if you're listening by shortwave, do call your local radio stations and have them contact Republic Broadcasting at 800-724-2719 and talk to Chris, have their station called Chris, and get things rolling. It's important to get the signal out, whether you're in the United States, Canada, or overseas. You can pick up the signal by satellite. We're on the Galaxy 5, Channel 17, C-band satellite, shortwave 12.180. And it's important to get this word around the world because a range of programs, a number of amazing hosts on Republic Broadcasting. If you don't believe one of us, you will believe some of us some of the time, and eventually you'll come over and realize that this is not entertainment. We are patriots bringing the truth to you. So, and patching it all the way from the UK, we have Dr. Llewellyn and, of course, Jason Dirkovitz from Grown by Nature. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dr. Llewellyn. Tell us about the Renature Technologies. We've talked about this before, and of course, people will be able to see the PDF. In fact, that PDF document I'm posting up again so that they can have a look at it. The remarkable technology about grown by nature food, which is renatured. It's a technology out of South Africa, the most advanced chaperoned molecular system for bringing in nutrients into the cells that's ever been developed. And, of course, totally different than what I call micro rocks that they try to deliver in the USP chemicals as regular vitamins, which is very, very poorly absorbed at best. So tell us about the latest news about all these remarkable things like calcium, selenium, chromium, and maybe a little bit of history for those who haven't heard of it before, Dr. Llewellyn.
Well, hello, good afternoon. As you probably will guess, I would like very much to talk about magnesium, selenium, and calcium,
right,
as these are very fun topics for me. And it is very sad that today we take, as you quite rightly say, we eat rocks instead of real calcium as found in food, which does not get metabolized within the body properly, and therefore causes us bone degeneration. And we... In the UK, we're estimating, as in America, that 8 out of 10 people, that is all of the listeners and my friends and yours, are deficient in selenium, a profoundly important micronutrient, deficient to the tune of 8 out of 10 people, about the same as magnesium. And these are figures used by governments throughout the Western world due to our modern farming processes. And we are just deficient, and the body doesn't work. So my message is, what I'll always give is, please supplement to get your body to work at proper levels.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the important thing that people don't understand, they haven't taken the biology or don't understand this, every enzyme in the body requires a mineral. And if you have toxic minerals or heavy metals, it interferes with those. But if you're missing major minerals like magnesium, selenium, chromium, iodine, your body doesn't work. And it's like driving a car without oil in it, or driving it without trying to go through a storm without windshield wiper fluid, or without air in your tires. It's impossible. And the problem is that the body compensates for a while, then serious disease develops, and it's becoming more serious because people are taking supplements and creating greater imbalances or deficiencies. They're getting toxic exposure. There actually are studies now showing that the rocks that they take and these other supplements, by and large, not only interfere, but they may actually increase the rate of bone degeneration.
There he is.
And that's just one example. Selenium, if they get the proper organic form, it'll cut cancer rates, all cancers, in half. The cancer rates in half. That's one simple supplement. We're not talking about the hundreds of other ones available, just selenium. But if you just get the wrong form, selenium can be quite toxic to the body because it's not the organic matrix form. It has to be in the right form. And this is if we have a powerful message to people, they don't need the milligrams. I saw a comparative study some years ago that the people in Sri Lanka have 1/50th the intake of calcium, but because they have a totally different diet with acid ash and all the other garbage, they have 1/50th the rate of osteoporosis because, of course, they get it in their food. And, of course, like Hippocrates, he said, let your food be your medicine. In a sense, these renatured super supplements or superfood, real food concentrates that really are, if you want to call it, the natural way for the molecules to be presented to the cells, so they naturally go in.
It's
not toxic.
It's the delivery address that these nutrients have, which makes them unique.
Right.
Like delivering any letter, you do need the proper address. There's no point in taking a piece of rock. It won't work. And the main thing I also would like to say when you mentioned selenium is that many food supplements that are called selenium are not selenium. Please, I would ask everybody to look at the ingredients. Some people actually use sodium selenite and call it selenium. Now, this is a known causative factor for cancer,
right,
and does cause mutations of the cell. And
well,
it's sold in health stores, which I think is crazy.
Right, and the other thing, of course, we take something as simple as vitamin C. People think ascorbic acid is vitamin C, when we know high-dose ascorbic acid given alone can spontaneously at high doses without other antioxidants and the bioflavonoids and so on can actually produce a scorable radical, which itself is a free radical and can cause damage. So vitamin C is not ascorbic acid, people, and they just don't get it. That's why the body is like an orchestra. You have to have the whole team. If you're having a pit team for a racing car and say a NASCAR, you have to have the entire pit crew. You can't have the people that deal with the engine and the people that do the tires are off when having a break. You've got to have the entire pit crew there, or your vehicle is not going to go back out on the road, and if it does, it's going to be a disaster.
No, and the other thing to bear in mind is you're absolutely right, and actually the guy who won the Nobel Prize for the discovery of ascorbic acid was Professor St. Georgi, and his name was on the patent. He sold it on and spent the next 10 years of his life writing books and running biological and human experimentation to show, in fact, that ascorbic acid did not work like the vitamin C complex at 27 times lower dosing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And the other thing to bear in mind, that when you find natural vitamin C, or with the exception around the world of the acerola cherry, the bioflavonoids, which are so important for the active forms of vitamin C, of which ascorbic acid is only one, the bioflavonoids actually protect them and deliver them within the body. Ascorbic acid by itself is not a very pleasant substance, which we know reacts badly with iron in the body and causes free radicals and all sorts of things. But
yeah, exactly. It's like trying to throw one type of a scientist or technician or a military person into a particular situation and expecting a totally different result when they can't function. And in fact, when you do that, you can cause harm. It's like when you take things out of balance. The other thing that's remarkable about these grown by nature is they have, in a sense, a biological signature that is actually sends a signal to the cells that tells the cells it's time to open your door and let these nutrients in, either by active transport or what's called pinocytosis, where the cell wraps around the microparticle and actually pulls it in, decides to dismantle it and make it part of the cell structure. That doesn't occur with rocks because they don't have that signal. The body cannot recognize them. It looks and says, my gosh, that's like it's like a meteor outside the cell. It's not a biological molecule. It's literally like a rock.
No, I totally agree with you. And I think in terms of health, I think the message is, no matter how well you eat, even if you eat organic food, I'm afraid the organic food does not have the magnesium and selenium in the soil pretty generally, unless it's been untouched for a couple of hundred years and no acid rain has fallen on it. And the best thing people can do is really to take their selenium and magnesium supplements. However, if I may offer one proviso, that is commonly talked about in England, that we need to take oily mackerel fish to get our selenium. I don't know if that's a very common fish in America, but if it is, I would suggest that you do not take that fish because it is also uniquely a scavenger fish and one of the highest in toxic heavy metals that you can get.
Right, yeah. In fact, you get fairly heavy levels of arsenic,
cadmium,
lead, mercury, everything. In fact, and what people don't understand, that the Barents Sea, which is a sea in the north of Vladivostok, Russia, that circulates around the entire pole area, and then that sea is also connected to all the other seas on the earth. There's a current flow that brings all of these circulations around the planet. There's heavy metals out there, there's radioisotopes, there's liquid radioactive waste, and it's getting into seafood. And higher in the food chain, like tuna, etc., you see these incredible materials showing up there, and there's no surveillance system. So if you're eating these scavenger fish, you're literally putting yourself at risk of mercury and these other heavy metal toxins. So if you're not taking selenium, you're really going to get in trouble because the primary protection from toxins and glutathione peroxidase, which is your primary protective enzyme, is totally selenium-dependent. So is your thyroid. So is your mitochondria. Selenium is absolutely essential.
Yes. I also would like to say that they're actually finding with tuna now background strontium-90, as they do in seaweed products. And we've had a bit of an expose in the UK here of several of these chlorella and that sort of algae that are found to have background strontium-90, which is not surprising.
No, not surprising from the Russian leaky submarines and all of the other air radiation from all the nuclear testing and now the depleted uranium wars. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Llewellyn and Jason Dierkiewicz from Grown by Nature. Stay tuned. We'll take your calls at the bottom of the hour.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Back to the NutriMedical Report. Our special guest, Dr. Llewellyn from the UK, an expert on renatured food technology, the most advanced nutritional supplements in the world, Grown by Nature, which you can obtain on NutriMedical.com. You can do it by phone as well at 888-212-8871. The Grown by Nature vitamins literally have the signature or the address, as Dr. Llewellyn says, to go directly to the cells, to talk to the cells, to be absorbed naturally and non-toxically by the cells, to integrate with the enzymes and the cell processes to bring your body back to health and wellness. And believe me, the absence of an overt pathology is not wellness. Wellness is the absence of toxins, the presence of all the micronutrients like silicon, boron, calcium, magnesium, selenium, iodine, and you can get those in the Grown by Nature vitamins, and I strongly recommend that people consider whole foods like the Uri International. They need supplements, and if they aren't taking supplements like selenium, chromium, etc., they're going to have trouble. Even years before diabetics become diabetic, they have hyperchromiuria. They spill chromium like crazy. And if you're having any family history of cancer, you must take selenium to protect your body You can even do gene tests and prove that people that have excessively high risks often have deletions of their GSTM1 genes for protection of their bodies through glutathione. So, Dr. Llewellyn, tell us more about some of the remarkable results of taking these kinds of supplements have done to people, not only in the UK but around the world.
Well, we've conducted quite a lot of human studies around the world, which is, you know, that they're on the internet and they're available. I suppose particularly, as I've discussed before, that I find the calcium of extreme importance when dealing with ladies and their issues of bone tissue density. I'm not at all convinced by many of the studies that actually show calcium carbonate gets into bone tissue, because these studies are designed not to show you the whole person, and we all know what calcium carbonate does to other organs of the body. But in many of the studies that we've done, including the most severe, which is Paget's, the only form we found getting to bone tissue density was, in fact, the food calcium. Now, this calcium is only at 30 milligrams, and people say that's far too little. I really would like your listeners to understand that when we're talking about 1,500 milligrams of calcium, we're talking about calcium rocks, calcium carbonate.
Yeah, it's not phosphorylated calcium. It's
no,
the actual
absolutely
biological.
Not.
See, phosphorylated calcium, and people need to know this chemistry, when it's actually in this state, it requires no further metabolic processing by your body. Once the molecule presents itself, it can go directly to the bone where it belongs, not your blood vessels, not around your internal organs, not to your brain or anywhere else. It goes directly where it's supposed to if it has all the other minerals present there. Magnesium, calcium, silica, boron, manganese. But it's in these phosphorylated forms. Otherwise, it doesn't get absorbed. The body looks at it and says, well, what do we do with this?
I mean, it's a very difficult message when everybody else sells rocks to say that we have a food. But if you think about it like this, phosphorylation isn't a word that is most people are familiar with.
Right.
But I would explain it like this. If you buy a car, you'd like to have the wheels on it so you can go somewhere. If you buy rocks that are not phosphorylated, you have to rob your own bone storage systems to try and get this rock into your bone, which it cannot do because it will not be phosphorylated with the protein delivery method. And nobody in their right mind would buy a car without wheels on it. So why eat rocks is where I get to. And if that sounds rather strong, I'm very clear about that, because the damage we see from taking carbonate for heart, for kidneys, and lots of other things, which are not mentioned in these studies, is nonsense. And as I've mentioned before, an elephant eats 2,000 milligrams of calcium as calcium phosphorylated from leaves and plants a day. If you measure your weight compared to an elephant, I think you'll find that 30-odd milligrams of actual phosphorylated calcium is more than enough to deal with your bones and other neurological signals.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the point. If you have it in these super forms, it also doesn't throw the body out of balance, because when you have excess minerals that are like rocks or toxins, the body is thrown out of balance. It has to use a lot of energy in order to get rid of these. It also creates other deficiency states in the body that are very, very out of balance. We talked about this with Dr. Greg Teft, the doctor to the stars, with the HTMA, or hair tissue mineral analysis, and you can see this over and over again. Western nations that take these rock-type vitamins, they have greater imbalances than those people who just eat whole foods. But then the whole foods are so depleted now, even the organic ones, that if you don't take supplements, you're going to get cancer, heart disease, and other problems, because you've got chronic micronutrient and macronutrient deficiencies which cannot be corrected because they're not in the soil, they're not in the food, they're not in your mouth, they're not in your stomach, and they're not in your cells.
But Dr. Deagle, you say this and your listeners are listening, and I say it, and I'd like to repeat that again for your listeners. When you say you're going to get cancer, what we're saying effectively is if we do not give the components to the body needs to clear it of toxins and to run efficiently, then our immune system breaks down.
Right.
Rocks do not get to our immune system, and it is really simple. That is why the diseases that you and I see today that were not here 40, 50 years ago.
Right.
They simply didn't exist.
Well, I remember when I went to medical school back in 1973, the average onset age for new diabetics was 70. It was 67 to 76, and we had a tiny fraction. The incidence of autism was 1 case in 10 to 20,000. Now it's 1 in 50. The rate of attentional disorders and learning disabilities has gone up by 200-fold. It's ridiculous. The rate of just in the last 10 years of organic dementia in males has gone up 300% in males worldwide in the Western world, and 200% in females. And heart disease, by the way, females in their sixth and seventh decade, they're catching up to men very quickly. We're not seeing a healthier population. We're seeing people sicker, taking more of the wrong supplements, a toxic world, and they don't have the nutrients to help fight the toxins. But here's a solution. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Llewellyn.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. To order, write Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report and Clay and Iron Show. And Dr. Llewellyn, there's an interesting report in a PDF. I'm just posting it up, actually, on this amazing technology. The truth about vitamins, minerals found in foods and supplements, and, of course, also an interesting document on calcium supplementation. So both of those documents I'm going to be posting up. And we have posted them in the past, but I want to remind people that when they're out there kind of just grabbing as many vitamins as they can, depending on the pretty label and the marketing, they need to know that they're going to get the very top quality. I've spent decades trying to get the very best nutraceutical companies, the best service, the best literally bang for the buck, and the final results is your health back. your prevention of problems, you're changing your cellular physiology, the structure and function of your body, so you don't end up getting demented, heart disease, and develop other problems because you've taken care of business. You've supported your enzymes, you've supported your bones, and you've taken care of yourself. So tell us more about some of these papers, please.
Well, yes. One of the really interesting ones that we've done recently was working with selenium and aluminium. And while selenium we know 8 out of 10 people are deficient in, and that's essential for our immune system and protecting against cancer and a whole host of other things, that's one thing. But then we actively, as a human race, then go and poison ourselves with materials like aluminium.
Right.
And we did a survey to find out just how much of the aluminium chlorohydrate was actually getting through from antiperspirant into the human body. And
right. There's quite a bit of aluminium that gets into the human body from these antiperspirants, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. And it's the rather nasty chlorohydrate form as well. But also, most people don't realize, when we did this, we found that reasonably high levels in toothpaste, bread, cheese, flour, salt, even in aspirin, let alone the pharmaceutical antacids. And we found aluminium levels were horrendous.
Yeah, I know, they're everywhere. They put it into bread, they put it into processed carbohydrate foods, they put it into toothpaste, you know, unless you get an organic one, they do it all over the place, don't they?
Well, they do, and you stand very little chance of getting this out without selenium, and that is just factually true.
Right.
And so that's what we've been doing, working with rebalancing of how we're deliberately harming ourselves. Now, you've mentioned twice, which I must come back to you on, from some recently reports about diabetes. It is quite true. A few years ago, they were 60, 70. Nowadays, they're 6 or 7 getting very, diabetic symptoms. But people are not realizing this is not just about sugar. It is the modified trans fats we use that are also implicated severely with type 2 diabetes.
Right.
And I would really question people if they're not taking their chromium to really help rebalance this with a few other minerals. The ones you mention are the fundamental ones that we will not get in our diet adequately. To compensate not for an impaired immune system, but also the damage we're actively doing by drinking out of aluminium cans, aluminium cookware, and eating the deer hamburgers.
Yeah, it's quite amazing how they treat the body like a hopper.
Well, do you know that in the old Eastern Bloc, type 2 diabetes is now listed as epidemic, and that is since the modern fats have changed and the
right.
sugars. That's all. Just those two things, and we do not have the resources within the diet and within the food, because they're now buying a lot of European chemical food instead of the old proper soil foods. And these diseases and heart disease are really becoming quite significant, and it's just a matter of 10 years. That's all happened.
Yeah, it's an explosion, and the healthcare system, which is really a disease management system, cannot afford it. I'm trained as a physician and surgeon. We can't take out enough kidneys, cut off enough feet, treat enough blindness, transplant enough hearts. We can't do it enough to actually save people. They're going to get very sick, and they're going to die prematurely if we don't start dealing with the real issue, which is right down to the cell, the cell physiology, and actually nourishing the cell. And the grown by nature really make the difference.
The thing I may say is we have to help people to help themselves. We can't do it ourselves
right. As
practitioners. It's impossible. People need to be aware that they are not getting adequate nutrition, and that's what keeps their body going. And they're also including these poisons in their diet, which we allow governments to give us freely, and, medicines like fluoride in our diet. It's absolute madness. People have to take it upon themselves to educate themselves and start at the very least by taking a few of these minerals to bring it, because this also rebalances the brain, as you will very well know. We are in a real problem nowadays with this mineral deficiency. I think it was Linus Pauling, the double Nobel Prize winner, who said there is no disease or no illness that can't be traced to a mineral deficiency in the food.
Exactly.
It's an extraordinary statement, and this has been repeated by many people. It is up to us if we wish to take the responsibility not to put the poisons in, and also to take the minerals to keep us healthy. This is what our cell needs. And nobody, as I said earlier, would even dream of buying a car with no wheels. Why eat food that is deficient?
Yeah, and people say, well, these look different than other vitamins. It's because they're completely different technology.
Oh,
and don't look at the milligrams. They're totally different technology. This is not like any other vitamin that they can buy in the grocery store or even online. There's nothing like it.
The other thing to bear in mind about it is that this material is actually licensed around the world to people, so nobody can claim that they've got it if they haven't. Nobody can make statements, oh, I've got a food this and I've got a food that. If it's not the grown by nature type, then it is not real. But boy, there are plenty of people copying.
Exactly. they're trying to, that's for sure.
There's an old English saying, which was one of the poets who said, John Ruskin, there isn't a man who can make something cheaper than me, but that man is this man's enemy.
Exactly, yeah. This is really important that people understand that. So tell us some of the remarkable things. Now, there's this remarkable document that we have here from Grown by Nature Presents that is 10 pages, and it talks about the function of vitamins, which is very instructive. It talks about the functions of all the main minerals that the body requires. It talks about the differences in supplement sources of vitamins, whether it's vitamins source for USB, which is United States Pharmacopeia, or Renature Nutrients. In fact, the actual source of where it's coming from. And when you look at this, you go, oh my God, I call it the yuck factor. They're going to look at it and say, yuck. That's
Are
where it comes from.
Are you putting this on your website, Dr. Deagle?
Absolutely. It'll be,
because
it
if
actually,
people see the sources of these material, they would never take them as a health supplement.
No, unless they're tarring their roof or they're trying to do some kind of project in their garage, perhaps.
Oh, yes, coal tar dyes those sort of things, hydrocarbons are very common in most supplements nowadays.
Exactly. It's just amazing.
And the other thing they do use in a lot of supplements nowadays is genetically modified materials to get sorbitol to mix with the hydrocarbons that are called natural.
Yeah, and they call it natural. That's what's so amazing. It's bold-faced lying. Bold-faced lying. That's how bad it is.
Well, when we realize we have a material called sucrose on this planet, which is a poison, and that's called a natural sugar instead of sucrose, which it should be called, sucrose will knock out magnesium, selenium, and so many other systems within our body due to our low mineral defense system. Sucrose is not a material, and I'm sure that all your listeners are very well with the rather nasty sweeteners that you have in America.
Yeah, exactly. And by nasty, we're talking about things like chlorinated sugar that they call Splenda, which is unbelievable. I mean, it's literally like eating chlorine gassed sugar. Then we talk about aspartame, a direct neurotoxin that I call mind tenderizer. We talk about all the other toxic things. It's unbelievable. And then natural things like stevia are not allowed. It's just insanity. They try to regulate it right out of existence.
Well, I think governments are clubs, aren't they, at the end of the day?
Well, they are. And basically, they're a club of a corporation. We call it the corporatocracy. And the corporatocracy is, of course, behind the issues of the Codex Alimentarius. Mm. One of the remarkable things about your vitamins is that dosages and natural sources are so safe that the Codex wouldn't even touch yours because the milligram dosages are actually in the physiological range as well.
Well, it's very interesting. I don't know if I mentioned it to you. In 85, when all of the generic chemical isolated supplements were banned. These are the ones we call natural. They were all banned by the government for doctors in this country to prescribe to patients.
Right.
Because the doctors could only prescribe the generic raw material, these isolated chemicals, because they're all the same anyway. If people just read the labels, all the ingredients are the same. The only one that was allowed from that date to this for doctors to prescribe by brand name with the food materials. And believe me, they did not want to give us that privilege. But that privilege we got, and it's still in place today. We are not involved with the commercialization of chemicals. We are trying to educate people with foods and food minerals. And that's why even the British government allows those, but no other brand whatsoever can a British doctor within the National Health Service prescribe to his patient.
Right, so that, and that, of course, is because the science actually is supported. People need to know this goes back to ancient times when the Sabbath rest of the land was tied directly to the fixing the organisms, fixing the minerals into the soil. The lack of minerals means not only sick animals, but sick people, a decreased immunity, serious stealth infections, serious disease, premature death and derangement and dysfunction, mental illness. All of these are contributed to by trace element deficiencies, which of course allow you to even detox and get rid of the heavy elements. So if you've got selenium or chromium or other deficiencies, you can't get rid of the heavy metals out of your body. You just can't remove them. It's not possible. That's what people really need to grasp. They're taking lots of little rocks. They can't detoxify themselves. So whatever else they're doing is going to be for naught. If they don't remineralize their body, they're going to have big troubles. If they don't have real natural source, the entire orchestra of the nutrients, then this most natural source, they're not going to support their cellular physiology. And that's why we have an explosion of disease, because people don't get it.
If I may say that, with 100 trillion cells in our body, if we consider that our diet is 80% deficient, then that means only 20% of those cells are working. And then for ladies who then go and take calcium, their form of calcium in rocks actually depletes that 20% even further. It's quite horrific, but it actually removes more magnesium out of the body. Now, 64% of the lady's magnesium is actually used for building bones. So the more calcium bone formula they take as a carbonate, they're actually knocking out not only the phosphate, but also the magnesium. I mean, we have a saying here, which is the lunatics are running the asylum.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And that's what's is so horrendous about this entire thing, is that people don't understand that their health, their future, and if you don't have in your health bank account, if your own physical constitution is not strong, you're not going to be able to deal with environmental, infective, geopolitical, or any other issue, financial. In fact, most people I see in America become bankrupt and trying to get their health back by conventional allopathic doctors trying to rescue them from the jaws of death by transplanting organs and doing all these other things, and it just doesn't work. People really need to grasp that it just doesn't work.
I think, if I may say, if you went to get a new bank account with the health bank manager and you told him what you were eating, he would laugh and send you out. You wouldn't be credit worthy because the mineral is so depleted. And when we take fluoridated water, that gets rid of the magnesium. Don't forget all the heavy metals like the lead, iron, mercury. These all deplete the magnesium further. I mean, magnesium, I think, in 1936 in America was classed as almost epidemic, and the 1992 Earth Summit classed it as epidemic, because we are simply not putting in our body the magnesium and a few other minerals like selenium that we need to stay alive. No amount of conventional drug therapy will replace magnesium. It'll just lead to another disease. As you know, Dr. Deagle, you treat one thing and the next thing pops up.
All right, and the thing is, I get frustrated with them, thinking, you know, I could be there to actually fix the bone or sew them up or deal with a heart failure or other problem, but to be honest with you, it's far superior to not get the person in that state. For example, most people don't realize that total body magnesium deficiency, and you can take external topical magnesium, but you need to take it internally.
Absolutely.
And if you don't take it internally, the primary cause of, quote, essential hypertension is essential mineral imbalances. Magnesium deficiency is the primary cause of hypertension.
And it's rather ironic, isn't it, that we give heart patients beta blockers, and one of the side effects is causing depletion of magnesium.
Yeah, and when they take a beta blocker, which means it depletes magnesium more, it causes your heart to be more irritable, it causes more arrhythmias, and that's so amazing. People don't realize when they take each of these drugs, there's a specific range of deficiency syndromes that results from the body dumping nutrients and minerals because of the drug, the toxin. And the older you get, the more it even crosses into the blood-brain barrier. So people need to realize that they don't start fixing their body at whatever stage, and the road to a disease is a long road of unwellness and deficiencies that's easy to correct if you use grown by nature, renatured nutraceuticals.
Correct. May I make one plea for all ladies who are taking contraceptive pill? This will actually excrete magnesium, and this is not what you want, especially with the other effects that magnesium needs to counterbalance some of the effects of the contraceptive pill. But it's very important that you protect your bodies if you're on the contraceptive pill and magnesium. And the food form is the only one that I would ever give if I ever knew anybody. But these are things like the beta blockers, contraceptive pill, even pharmaceutical diuretics. They will get rid of magnesium for the body. It's absolute madness what we're doing.
Yeah, it is. It's just amazing. And when people are doing that, they don't realize they're creating such serious deficiencies. You know, some of these things are, you know, not common knowledge, but they need to be. This needs to be literally on the shouted across the country that if they really want to have a war against cancer, if they really want a war against vascular disease and heart disease and dementia, then simply start doing the basic things. It's like if you're a farmer and you want to plant a certain crop, you better make sure your soil's well prepared, you have manure, you put the minerals and the little organic things in the soil, you don't destroy the soil with the wrong chemicals and so on, and that soil, you let the land go fallow every so many years so that it properly has the minerals in the food. You tend it. You have to nurture it the same way with your body. It's that simple. And if you want to nurture your body, if you want to keep yourself and your family and your loved ones healthy, you need to start off with these basic, simple principles. I do believe we have a caller, Ron, in Washington. Ron, if you're there, you can go ahead and ask a question to Dr. Llewellyn. Ron in Washington, you're on the air. Okay, I guess Ron is not there. So let's continue, Dr. Llewellyn.
Okay, well, one of the pleas I would like to offer to, without offending American culture, is that the jolly old cheeseburger is probably one of the... it's in the top 10 of things that get rid of magnesium from the body. Those dietary fats will deplete it, and dairy products, believe it or not, our old friend cheese we take for the calcium for our bones actually will cause the body's depletion of magnesium because it actually blocks the absorption of magnesium.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
We've got designer foods to keep out the nutrients we need to live.
Yeah,
and I
know.
Would strongly make a commercial that people take their magnesium in cleaning days,
So to repeat it, the cheeseburger is going to block your magnesium. Magnesium deficiency causes things like cancer, heart disease, and dementia. That's what people need to realize. And also, even all these ELF waves around us, they block our cells normally absorbing nutrients.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report and Clay and Iron Show. It's pretty amazing information, isn't it? It's almost mind-boggling that this kind of information, which has been literally researched over decades, is not literally on everyone's, you know, magazine rack when they walk into what I call the feed store, not the food store, the grocery store. They should really understand just how people are being literally duped and poisoned with not only vitamins, but the so-called foods that are being put out, the genetic modified frankenfoods that are even more depleted, the nanotechnologies now that they make nanoparticles of fats and other things, the reintroduction with the codex of these banned pesticides and so on. You even need more supplements now. You need more to concern. You'd be concerned about the depletion of minerals in your foods because the world is a more toxic place. So if you're not taking these supplements, you're literally putting your life in the hands of fools that are going to poison you, and your toxic world is going to give you very serious illness. But you can stop it all. You can simply start taking things that are going to prevent osteoporosis, heart disease, diabetes, other conditions that will actually simply respond to putting the right nutrients back into the body, and the body heals itself. These minerals don't heal it. They are presented in an organic form, and the body heals itself.
If I may add, traveling around the world, as I do, and reading the labels on all these bottles of natural health vitamins, it can be simply summed up. If it's not the form of grown by nature food, the organic food complex, then you can simply say by reading the labels in health stores, you'll see all the ingredients are the same. Now, one can say quite clearly, about 99% of all vitamins in health stores or drug stores, those structures are never found in living tissue or in nature on this planet. One can say about most of the mineral sources that go into the mineral formulas in those health stores or drug stores that 98% of those are never found in any living plants on the planet. Now, we're designed to get our food from plants, either directly from the plant or via the animal that eats the plant. If we're going to take those minerals and those structures that are never found in living tissues, then I think we have to ask some very serious questions as why. The grown by nature are the same as you would find in plants, and that's the way we should be getting our minerals. Sorry if that's too strong, but that's the way it is. And people can check out by reading the labels. Every single label of every B complex will be the same, and most of the other vitamins. For goodness sake, Professor St. George, who won the Nobel Prize for ascorbic acid, said to people, don't take this. It's a medicine and should be only used under very restrictive circumstances, and that's actually in his writings. So there we are. 98% is the best you'll get of any of these natural supplements, be it vitamin or mineral, as a structure found in living foods today.
Right. Yeah, that's what's important, and that's an incredible statement there. It is true, and it's all supported by the science, and that's why, we all look at the negative side of the codex, and I say, well, yeah, it's a very negative thing because they're going to do a lot of stupid things, but the real fact is, let's start getting real hard science, which has been there for 5-6 decades into the whole area of nutraceutical medicine. Let's start applying these and not considering them alternative to medicine, but as foundational. Whether you're doing giving people magnesium in the intensive care unit, like Dr. Russell Blaylock has used in the past, and he'll be on the next hour, whether we're dealing with trying to prevent osteoporosis, which is a plague. Women in their 7th and 8th decade, it takes their lives. It puts them into nursing homes. There's no excuse for this plague happening because we have the solution today. Thanks, Dr. Llewellyn. Thank you, Jason. A wonderful interview. Always is what I call so enlightening, so energizing to give you the passion for your health, your wealth. If you don't have a physical constitution, you can't fight for the constitution of our republic. We'll be back at the top of the hour In hour number two with Dr. Russell Blaylock, neurosurgeon, nutritionist par excellence, teaching us more about nutrition and behavior. Thank you, Dr. Llewellyn. Thank you, Jason. Grown by Nature, you can get a 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, our secure servers. We'll be back in just a moment.